Have you ever listened to a private conversation? Maybe you were standing by a door or in a hallway, and you heard people talking about someone else you know. And you could not help it. You paused, you perked up your ears, and you listened. You knew, of course, that these people were not speaking to you. They did not invite you to be part of their conversation. You invited yourself. You eavesdropped. To eavesdrop means you secretly listen to the conversations of others. Some types of people are very good at eavesdropping. Nosy people, people who like to gossip, and spies are all good eavesdroppers. The only difference among my examples is that spies get paid and could get killed for getting an earful. Originally, however, the word eavesdrop had nothing to do with spying or listening to private conversations. When it was first used in the 1600s, eavesdrop was the water that fell or dropped from the eaves of a house. Eaves are the parts of the roof that hang over the walls and shade the outside of a house. After more time passed, eavesdrop came to mean the ground near the house where the water fell. After even more time passed, eavesdropper described someone who stood near a house to secretly listen to a conversation happening inside. These days, you can be standing anywhere to eavesdrop. The word simply means to listen secretly to something said in private. English has another expression related to eavesdropping and the home. The walls have ears. This means to be careful what you say, as there might be people listening. Some word experts say this expression may come from a story about an ancient Greek ruler who had an ear-shaped cave cut and connected between the rooms of his palace. This allowed him to listen to conversations in other rooms. This form of eavesdropping became common practice with many rulers from many cultures. In English, the phrase, "the walls have ears," was first recorded in its present form in the mid-1600s. Now, if you like, or hate, learning English phrasal verbs, there's a great one for eavesdropping, to listen in on. Usually, our phrasal verbs have only one preposition. Not this one. It has two. When you listen in on something, you listen to people speaking without joining in, usually secretly. But not always. You can listen in on a class at university or listen in on a meeting at work. These examples do not suggest that you were listening secretly. But if you are listening in on a private conversation, chances are you are listening to something private that does not concern you. You are not minding your own business. Now, maybe you were minding your own business. Maybe you just happened to have overheard a private conversation. Overhearing is more innocent than eavesdropping. You can overhear something by being in the wrong place at the right time. Now, let's listen in on two people talking to learn how to use some of these words and expressions in a conversation. And it's okay. You're not eavesdropping. I've given you permission.
So, Amy, I was listening in on the management meeting today. Our manager said that he's putting your project on hold. You're thinking about leaving the company, aren't you?
I haven't told anyone that except Anne Marie. Did she spill the beans to you?
No, She didn't tell me anything. I just happened to overhear you two talking in the cafeteria yesterday.
Were you eavesdropping on our conversation, Alex?
No. I was walking behind your table and accidentally overheard what you guys were talking about. Honest.
Alex, it was a really long conversation. Unless you were purposefully listening in on us, I don't see how it could have been an accident.
Okay, I was standing behind your table. When I overheard you and Anne-Marie talking about your project, my ears perked up. So I stayed there and listened for a little while. Okay, for a long while.
Alex, you're such a snoop. Look, don't tell anyone. I didn't accept the other job offer yet. So no one knows, okay?
No one except Anne-Marie and me and...
Oh, Alex...